The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, it's got a Harley in the United States of America and a lot of controversy now about Donald Trump and his comments about the terror attack, the response to London Bridge. And he has attacked this London Mayor, Sadiq Khan, and I think the attack is legitimate. Harley.
Well, he doesn't much care if people don't like it, that's for sure.
No.
Because part of his message is that political correctness and soft responses like that by the London mayor are contributing to these strikes by the radicals. He said, and I'll quote him, "We must stop being politically correct and get down to the business of security for our people. If we don't get smart, it'll only get worse."
Yeah. Well, as Khan, the Muslim mayor, has said, there's no reason for London people to be alarmed. And this is the bloke previously caught referring to moderate Muslims as Uncle Toms. And that's a phrase, of course, once used to negatively describe black people who were subservient to whites. I mean, what is this bloke on about? Trump's gone after him, and rightly so.
Yeah, he said we need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need, and then he made a pitch for his travel ban. You know, he said the key to stopping global terror strikes is to address radical Islamic teachings and be more vigilant about allowing people into the country who are, you know, where they're coming from hotbeds.
Thank God for Trump. Thank God for Trump. That's all I can say. Retail stores.
Over 1,000 of them closed in a single week. That's not really good news. Now, a lot of this has been in the works, you know, for months because they don't decide willy-nilly. I think I'll close my store now. But, you know, the luxury retailer Michael Kors is closing over 100 locations. Radio Shack closed another 1,000 of its locations across the country. Yeah, the experts are saying retail's not dead. It just needs a facelift.
Yep.
Because there's so many people, so many more people now are buying online.
That's it.
That a lot of the brick and mortars having a hard time.
That's absolutely right. Just a quick one on the cattle drive.
200 cows marching through downtown San Diego. It was an historic cattle drive, first time in about 100 years that they have had a cattle drive right through San Diego. Now, these were not free-range, independent-minded longhorn steers. They're all rodeo-trained event stock, accustomed to the noise, the crowds, and the distractions. They were trucked in so they could do this, but the people gathered round, and they thought, how cool, it feels like the old West again.
Lovely stuff. We'd love a bit of it, Harley.